Natural Born Coaches, episode number 84.
You're listening to the Natural Born Coaches podcast, where coaches come every day to be inspired, learn how to get clients, and build a stronger business. And here's your host, friend to all coaches worldwide, Mark Mawinney.
I'd like to give a shout out to one of the sponsors of Natural Born Coaches, and that's Sales Elevator. I love Sales Elevator. It's a turnkey marketing service specifically for us coaches that requires no new software, no training, and no big learning curve. It helps us keep in touch with our clients and prospects and stay on top of their minds. Get started at saleselevator.com today. Hey coaches, welcome back to another episode of Natural Born Coaches, the daily podcast for your coaching business. We're rocking and rolling with another great coach for you today to motivate, educate, and inspire you. And today we have with us Jerry Quinn. She's the president of Driving Improved Results, and she coaches small and mid-sized businesses in New York. How are you, Jerry?
Oh, I'm doing really well, and thank you so much, Mark, for inviting me on this podcast show that I think we're going to have a really good time.
And I should clarify, you're based in New York. I know your clients are all over. I didn't want to give the impression you only work with people in that little small town of New York. I know tons of people there, but I know you're dealing with people all over, but you are based in New York. And what I'm going to do, Jerry, I'm going to give the audience a little bit of a bio here to let them know more about you, and then we're going to turn it over to hear all about your coaching journey. Are you ready to go?
Absolutely.
Jerry Quinn, as mentioned, is the president of Driving Improved Results. She's a recognized coach, speaker, author, consultant, and professional development expert who focuses on small and mid-sized businesses. Her most recent book is The Customer Loyalty Playbook, 12 games to drive improved results in your business. And she focuses on customer loyalty and infrastructure areas leading to a culture of customer loyalty. Jerry's background includes starting an information technology firm and growing it to a multi-million dollar business and then selling it to an industry player. She's worked with executives and teams in over 40 industries, spoken at major business expos, facilitated business development and extraordinary customer service at institutions such as the Museum of Modern Art, AIG. She's partnered with New York City, the Kauffman Foundation, Citibank, Merrill Lynch, HSBC, and Signature Bank, including many others, to educate their clients. So that's quite the resume, Jerry.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, you're keeping busy.
I do keep busy, and it's called pushing the envelope and getting out on the skinny branches and just developing myself and reaching out for those clients, whether or not I feel I deserve them yet.
So can you tell us a little more about how you got to where you're at today, dealing with all these huge successful companies and coaching these major players?
Yeah, well, I started as a teacher. And then I got a master's degree in dance movement therapy. So I was involved in creative arts therapies. So I have experience as a therapist. And then I had children and, you know, life took its course. And then I got involved with the computer business as the personal computers were starting to come into their own. And that's the business that I had for 18 years and then sold to an industry player. And in that 18 years, I really learned a lot about different business models because I would go into different companies and be prescribing software and hardware for them and laying out networks and things like that. And, of course, I had to ask a lot of assessment questions about their business. And I really got to understand their business models. And that's all really helped me now. In the last 8 years, I've been taking my background as a teacher and a therapist and then all my business background from running my own companies and running other people's companies and even working for the American Heart Association for a while to create this coaching consulting business. And I've aligned myself with partners. That's helped my growth. Certainly, I've done a lot of soul searching and personal development. And And those have really led me to growing a business that has figures into many different areas. So I'll work with a big client, like one of the banks mentioned, or I'll work with a small client, which is a $500,000 company doing locksmithing. And so it's very interesting to apply my skills in different ways, and that keeps me totally enthralled in what I'm doing. It's like, you know, you never work a day in your life if you're having fun, and that's how I feel. I could do it without it being paid. It's so much fun.
Well, and that's, so you really are a natural born coach, and
yeah, I really believe in people, and I really believe in it, and I'm committed to it. And I take a stand for people's empowerment, and not just at the top level, but the people who are really the wheels of the business, you know, where the rubber meets the road. And my tagline is engaging your front line to boost your bottom line. I really believe that if the rank and file in any business is developed and engaged, and people care about their personal lives and they're treated like internal customers, then they will perform well to guarantee the loyalty of the external customer. Hmm. And that's where the money is, the real growth and the market share and the strong bottom line comes from. Because you reduce expenses and you grow the top line with that kind of culture. And that's what my book is about. It's really, how do you create the infrastructure inside a business that allows it to be so successful because everybody inside the business cares about the future of the business, cares about the clients, cares that that they're growing and not just working a 9-to-5 job. And then the leader leads like a leader and not like a boss or a micromanager. But yeah, there's true inspiration and enrollment there.
And I love the name of your book, The Customer Loyalty Playbook, because that just evokes images of a coach. When you're hearing playbook, you're thinking of the, you know, football playbook with all the different runs and passes and plays and everything else. And business is a lot like football and these other sports too. And I guess you're coaching them to success. So that's a great name for it. So when did you sell your computer business and jump into coaching? What year were we looking at?
Well, I sold my computer business in 2001. And it's really a computer networking business because we were pretty much all services by then. And then it was a month before 9/11. How auspicious is that, right?
Oh, wow.
And then I worked for the American Heart Association for several years. And I had a marketing consultancy going on about that time, too. So I was working with Penn State to help them develop master's programs and market them to teachers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. And then I got involved with becoming a COO for a company here in New York. And then when that ran its course, then I said, I'm not working for anybody else. I want to go back to working for myself. And so then I started the coaching consulting business, and that was about 8 years ago.
So you've got some huge clients that we heard when I read your bio at the beginning. How long did it take you to start getting those type of clients? There must have been a period coming out of the gate that you're getting your feet under you and building your business, but when were you starting to get those type of clients?
Yeah, so it's really great that you mentioned that, because those kind of clients, you don't get them through cold calling, you get them through networking. And you network with people who actually have contacts inside those businesses. And so I started out with networking. And I really, you know, the first 6 months in business, I didn't have any revenues. And then after that, it was a little bit, and it grew each year. But what I was doing was I was building my foundation. I was building the people who knew about me and the referral partners. Mm. So that I could have inroads into those organizations and into other organizations. And it's really paid off, because now I have a robust business and I know lots of people in New York, and I know lots of institutions. And not only do they become potential clients or prospects, they become resources so that I can give away referrals, because you can't get referrals without giving some away. In fact, you're better off giving them away first, and then the law of reciprocity kind of kicks in, and then people want to give you referrals. And so a lot of my networking is to build up lots of people that I know that I can connect to each other.
Hmm. And I know you'll appreciate this this quick story. Being in New York, I was recently watching the movie Wall Street, which I'm sure you've seen, and I love Wall Street. And Charlie Sheen's character, Bud Fox, called Gordon Gekko, I think, 59 times daily. Like, every day he was calling him for 59, 60 straight days, and finally got past a gatekeeper on day 60 or whatever and managed to get in there. Now, I know that's Hollywood and everything else, but it doesn't always work like that, I guess, in the real world, like you mentioned, with those big companies. Even if you were calling every day for a while, the odds of landing some of those huge names, it's not that it's impossible, but you don't want to bank on that. You want to build relationships, like you said, and not hope to cold call your way through that. And I'm really glad that you mentioned that you went 6 months with no revenue, because a lot of newer coaches get frustrated. They open up the doors of their business and launch, and then they don't see any results for a few months or 6 months or not much for a year, and they get really frustrated. But that's pretty much par for the course, I think. It takes a while to build that traction and get those revenues coming in.
Yeah, what you're talking about is persistence, right?
Yes.
So if you as a coach have persistence as your way of being, then you will have persistence when it comes to attracting new business and calling on them 10 times before you get a response. And then you'll have persistence with your clients in terms of being persistently a stand for them. And you'll have persistence when it comes to the point where you're challenged by no revenue or any other circumstances. And it's not something to do, it's a way to be.
Exactly. So you'd mentioned before you're coaching different size companies, the huge multi-million billion dollar corporations, but then also the smaller companies. Can you talk a little bit about the differences that you're seeing? I imagine there's obviously more bureaucracy in the bigger companies, but can you talk about the challenges that you face for each of those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so inside the bigger companies, there's always the potential for executive coaching, and it usually goes through HR. Although if you get involved with someone and they want you to be their coach, then they'll take you to the HR department and get it squared away. The other thing is that banks, for instance, and insurance companies have their own small customers. That's what they're there for, is they serve those customers. And if you've proven your services, then they say, would you be a resource for us when working with these small customers? So if the bank is going to give a major loan to a company, they really want that company to do well so they can do the payback on the loan. And so then you become a strategic partner, almost like an insurance policy, for the small company to be successful, which ensures that the bank gets paid back their money.
Mm, it's win-win-win. Really, for everybody involved.
Triple win, right, all the way around.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's a strategy that you can talk to banks about and enroll them in how it serves them, and then they become the conduit for bringing their clients together, and then you do workshops for their clients. The bank comes out smelling like a rose because they're so interested in the success of the people who bank with them, and that they've sponsored this event. And you get new clients, and then the clients are very happy to have the business growth. That's what they're after.
Yeah, that's an interesting strategy. I don't think that's been mentioned on the show yet. So do you find a lot of banks putting that as a condition if they're lending money out to a client, to say, well, basically we'll do the financing, but you've got to get some help from Jerry. She's going to be coaching you, for, I guess I'm paraphrasing. No?
It's never a condition.
Okay.
First of all, you know, the board is going to put up the conditions, and they don't think that way. What we're talking about is marketing inside the bank.
Okay.
So the marketing department is the one who's going to be amenable to that kind of triple win solution. And they're looking at it from a marketing point of view, and the account manager is, you know, working closely with marketing because they want to see their accounts not only do well, but you really grow. And so they're happy to have someone like me come in and really show these companies how they can grow.
So I'm interested to know something where you're on the ground in New York City and with some of these huge banking institutions, everything. Have you seen a major change working with them since, you know, what happened in 2008, and 2009? Has there been much of a change in the culture and everything?
Yeah, they've gotten more conservative. There are fewer people around, and a lot of the people who work at the banks are very much into let's make a good deal and let's go on to the next good deal. Maybe a little less likely to focus on things that can be looked at as discretionary, almost like leadership and training and personal development or professional development. So I've looked in different areas too. The same kind of people who, the same kind of process rather, where you become an insurance policy for the bank, as I mentioned, you can become an insurance policy for venture capitalists and for angel investors because they're putting their money into this company and they want the company to succeed, and the company's going to succeed if the leader does well, and the leader is going to do well if they get executive coaching.
So where the belts have been tightened since that crash and all the changes on Wall Street, and have you changed your coaching business? How's that shifted to basically to evolve with that change?
I don't know that they've evolved so much as I've evolved. I've gotten much more clarity around who I want as customers and what kind of value I can provide and how much money I want to be paid, and that I'm not so much up for a one-stint project that's going to last a month and then it's going to be over. I'm looking for a relationship that's got a monthly retainer for a year or executive coaching role. Like, I have some clients now for 5 years, so it's... I'm looking for the long-term business building type revenues and relationships.
Okay, that's interesting. And shifting gears a little bit here, I'd like to talk about a few different resources. Is there one online resource that could be a tool, a website, or an app that you find really valuable for your business?
Well, I would direct people to the website called Mind Tools, MindTools. .com, and it is a website full of all kinds of tools that can be used in the business world for strategic planning, and in more in the professional development world for assessing leadership, and even in the personal development world where you're challenging your own sense of responsibility, accountability, and what your goals are. And so I know they give away a number of things for free, and then it's also a membership site to download even more tools.
Okay.
But it's definitely a good resource.
Great. And how about books? Is there a book that you can recommend to the audience that's had a big impact on your life?
Yeah. So I find that I get brought into a lot of conversations where communication has been missing, real communication, meaning vulnerability and kind of recreation of what the other person said, and a real sense of I'm getting in your world, so I really get what it's like to be you. And so a book that I found that's very helpful in terms of using it with clients to get that there's a whole nother level of communication than the bickering and manipulating and forcing outcome types of communication they've had so far is Crucial Conversations.
Okay, that's a great book.
It's a great book that I actually use with clients, and I break it up into like four sessions and have them read it, have them map it out, have them we'll talk about some of the examples and then have them create some examples that mirror those examples in the book out of stuff in their real in their own lives, so that they really play out the story making and the shared space and all that in how it works for them. And it might be with the spouse who's not in the session, or it might be with a business partner who they're doing it together, or a boss and an employee who really are at odds, and I work with them to solve their communication problems and enhance how they think of each other.
Okay. And I guess that's interesting you mentioned that book. I'm glad to hear that you're using it with your coaching, because I know some coaches are hesitant to, they feel like they have to create everything, all this content for their clients, and that they can't use tools from other people. But sounds like you've gotten to know that book well, and you've got your own spin on it and kind of incorporated it right into your business. So it's complementing your coaching. So, and I think that's a valuable lesson for coaches, is if there's a book that's had a big impact on you, that you can work with that to help your clients. And you really should look at doing that to get as much value as possible into your coaching.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why reinvent the wheel if you can buy a book for, you know, $15 rather than spend hours and hours and hours of your time valued at, you know, a couple hundred dollars? Where's the return on investment there, right?
Exactly.
So, and especially some of this has been well researched, and, you know, if they've got reliability studies and all those kinds of things. So it gives you a lot more credibility when you're using professional tools that have had all this testing and validation done, so that it just you just present yourself as someone who's a professional in the industry using professional tools.
Hmm. So we're getting close to wrapping up, Jerry. We have a lot of listeners who are newer coaches, or maybe they're just looking for that golden nugget of advice to give their current coaching business a shot in the arm. If you're sitting down with that coach and you had to give them just one piece of advice, what would it be?
Self-assessment. Really know who you are. You're going to know a lot more about your facilitation style. You're going to know a lot more about how you're getting new clients. You're going to be able to have the impact you want in the world if you know who you are. You know who you're committed to. You know what your strengths are. You know what your weaknesses are. You know how you prefer to communicate, what your behavior styles are. You know what your values are, and what do you value the most, and how do you prioritize those values. What your vision is. You know, we all need to be responsive to the marketplace. But you can create your marketplace by really knowing who you are and then attracting to yourself the clients who most closely mirror those values and see value in who you're being. If you're keeping yourself like a light under the bushel, then you won't attract anybody, because it's not attracting, you know, you're hiding yourself. So really understand yourself, go through lots of self-assessment, have your own coach, and then you can be that much more bold and expressive out in the world, and that's what will attract new clients to you, and that's what will provide the certainty that your existing clients have hired the right coach and are going to get value because you've created that.
That's well said. And I know you've got a lot going on this year, but is there one project that you're working on in 2015 that you're really excited about?
Yes, going international. So,
Canada
and Europe and maybe South America.
Nice.
And doing things that, where I can provide value for companies that might want to come into the U.S., and from Europe or Scandinavia or Latin America, or companies that are here in the U.S. and would like to, explore doing, having branch offices in other countries. And I have some partners, I've been developing some partners in other parts of the world who see value in really understanding cultural differences, so that when you're understanding, you're hiring employees from another country, you know how to lead them, what they'll respond to, what they're used to, and so that your leadership style matches their receptivity, because you're, as a leader, responsible for how people are receiving your message. And so executives who are leaders are really should be really attuned to how their messages are being received and how their leadership style is either dovetailing with the leadership style their employees would respond to, or definitely going the other way and destroying their credibility.
That's exciting, going with a global focus. I've got a great guy I'll connect you with, a past guest that was on the show recently from India, Professor Rao, who's connected in that global management and leadership world. So I think you two would hit it off real well and have a lot of synergy there.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
So we'll chat about that. And can you tell listeners where they can find you online?
Yes. So I have two websites. One is more about my business, and one is definitely about my book. So the one where you can learn a lot about my business is www.drivingimprovedresults, improved with an ED and results with an S, drivingimprovedresults.com. And then my second website is the title of my book, customerloyaltyplaybook.com, customerloyaltyplaybook.com.
Great.
And on that website, in fact, on either website, you can download the first chapter of my book so that you can see what that's all about. There's also a button there in case you want to order it from Amazon.
Okay. We'll have those links on the show notes page as well for the website. Well, I want to thank you, Jerry, for coming on the show and sharing a really unique type of coaching. We haven't had a lot of guests that have been in that same coaching world that you're in. So I'm really glad that you got on the show and shared more of your journey with us.
Yeah, could I offer a free gift to your listeners?
We always love gifts. So is it kind of like Oprah's giveaway where you're giving away cars and computers and stuff?
Yeah, I wish it was cars or whatever.
Jerry's favorite things.
So what I'm giving away is something that will help coaches be better coaches and let them earn their own income instead of giving away a fish. I'm teaching them how to fish, right? So part of you really owning yourself and your power as a coach is to know who you are. And so there's a genius assessment that if any of the listeners want to email me, then I will email them the link to take the genius assessment, and then we can debrief it for a few minutes. And so my email address is Jerry, that's J-E-R-I, at drivingimprovedresults.com. Jerry at drivingimprovedresults.com.
Great. Well, that's interesting, and I'm sure there's some listeners who'll take you up on that offer. Thank you for offering that to our listeners.
Great.
So we've had with us Jerry Quinn. She's the president of Driving Improved Results, sharing more of her unique coaching business, and she's done very well. So thanks to Jerry, and thanks to all of you for listening once again. I'll see you in the next episode of Natural Born Coaches.
Thanks for listening. Head over to naturalborncoaches.com for full recaps of every show, our amazing resources, and our blog, all designed to support your coaching business. See you next time.